Good morning. It's April 8th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's topic is, who reads the Bible? All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 1 Timothy 3:16. As a physician, I often have the privilege of seeing patients for many years in a row. More and more often, the new patients I see are ones whom I helped to bring into the world themselves, and now I'm getting to deliver yet another generation. These older patients, many of whom I have known for 30 years, will exchange updates with me about their jobs, spouses, kids, schools, homes, and the general state of their lives. In the course of these discussions, I will often mention a good book I've read recently or inquire what they have read recently. More and more often, the response I'll get is, "Oh, to be honest, I don't really read. We're more of a movie-type family. I do read the news apps on my phone, though, and I admit I do keep up with Instagram. I actually listen to more podcasts than I read." This used to just floor me, since I've been addicted to reading since preschool, but now it has become almost the norm. What I've discovered is that only a tiny minority of people read any version whatsoever of the Bible on a regular basis, and only a minority of people read any books at all. Of those who have read the Bible, only a few read daily, and almost none report having read the entire Old and New Testaments, even once. Now, admittedly, I went to seminary and thus have perhaps a somewhat skewed perspective. I had read through the Bible several times before even attending seminary at age 53. Since then, I have discovered the podcast and app for Daily Audio Bible by Brian Harden. If you feel you cannot possibly devote even the 20 minutes necessary to read and study a few verses a day, reading at least the text and footnotes of a good study Bible, then you could try listening to this podcast during your commute. Brian reads an Old Testament passage, a New Testament passage, one from Psalms, and a proverb, and then gives a short 10-minute discussion on the interpretation and application of one of them. He progresses through the entire Bible in 1 year. My wife and I have done this now for 11 years in a row, and we're actually starting to know where to look for things in the Bible. You can also download the NIV Passages Bible from Kindle, which paces the broadcast day by day with an abbreviated discussion. When we are tempted by Satan, where do we turn? Trust me, he is stronger than we are alone. Remember the description of the devil. He is a murderer, a liar, and a deceiver. The latter is the most dangerous. Eve wasn't stupid. The serpent just made a convincing argument that what he was saying made more sense than what God had told them. How do you know when you're being deceived? Why do so many people lose their life savings to scam artists? Our pastor's father used to work in an English bank before World War II. His job was to ferret out counterfeiters of British paper currency. How many counterfeit bills did he study in his training? None. Zero. Zip. Why? Because the only way to know a fake, to know when you are being deceived, is to study the real thing, the truth, over and over and over, until you know it like the back of your hand. The Bible is our source for the truth. How do you know when you're being tempted, being drawn inexorably away from God? The Bible is the one sure way to discern this. When Satan tempted Jesus 3 times in the desert, where did our Lord turn for the authority to rebuke the devil? To the Scriptures, Luke 4. When Jesus was locked in debate with the learned men of the Jewish hierarchy, the scribes and Pharisees, where did he turn? To the Scriptures, Mark 11:27 through 12:17. Every time Christ was able to turn the tables on the Pharisees or on the devil by using the words of the Hebrew Scriptures against them. If we learn the Bible and we believe it to be inspired by God, then our opening verse is both valid and essential to our lives. The Scriptures won't help you one iota in life unless you know what's in them, or at least know how to look up what's in them. More than that, the Bible can remind you who you actually are, not to mention whose you are. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who is born of God keeps them safe, and the evil one cannot harm them. We know that we are children of God, and we are in Him who is true, by being in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. 1 John 5:18 through 20. Read the Bible. Pick an easy version if you want, the Message, the Voice, or the Common English Bible. But if you could, at least buy one study Bible, either online or as a softback. Try any of these. The New International Version, the New English Translation, the New Living Translation, the English Standard Version, the New King James Version, or the New American Standard Bible. All have study Bibles. There's a reason B-I-B-L-E stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. Thank you that you have inspired men to write a record of your thoughts for us, and that they have been preserved through the centuries. Inspire us now, Lord, to take the time to learn what you have to tell us. Let all of us realize that our Maker might just have some important things to say to us. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.